If you had to deal with General MacArthur all over again, what would you do about his repeated defiances of the authority of the president and the civilian control?
Well, the general in the field, he was a sort of a proconsul for the government of the United States, is necessarily responsible to the president. And when he doesn't do or carry out the program of the president, then he has to be relieved. I was very patient with General MacArthur because I think, have relieved him sooner. And I know that Franklin D. Roosevelt should have relieved him much earlier than the time came for me to have to do it. But I always hate to ruin the reputation of a man who's been in the service of the country for 49 years, and I think that's what his period was. There wasn't anything wrong with the program, and it would have to be done. I probably would do it a little more promptly if I had to do it over.
Now, would you have recalled him to the White House and, in view of his rank and his position, and dismissed him or relieved him from the offices of the White House?
I invited him to come to the White House long before this took place. In fact, long before the trip to Wake Island, he said conditions were such in the Far East that it was absolutely necessary for him to stay there. So I met him in Wake Island, which is only a short distance from Japan. When I first invited him to come to the White House, he should have come, and then there wouldn't have been much trouble, I think. And in all probability, I would have relieved him then.
What is there about a military personality in times of national stress that gives them such a powerful hold on public opinion and public following?
Well, it's necessary to have able and military men to carry out the program when you're in an emergency, and we certainly were in an emergency so far as Germany and Japan were concerned at that time. And so I have the same feeling that everybody else has, that a great military man is a necessity. You take any controversy or any war you want to read about, you find the person who's most talked about and who's most necessary is a man who understands how to move military forces so they'll meet the emergency. That's customary and it's natural and you can't help it.
Well, don't they get built up to where they begin to infiltrate the political mechanism of a democracy such as ours and complicate it?
That depends altogether on the man, how he works. You will find that to be the case with most of the great general war leaders, great generals who were war leaders in their time. But sometimes they get a superiority complex. I think Winfield Scott was a shining example of what can happen to a man. So was McClellan. And MacArthur is the one in our time. You find in between that and before that, that the generals usually were men of integrity and men who understood their positions and they had no trouble with them.
Do you consider him one of the great strategists in the military sense?
I considered him a great strategist until he made the march into North Korea without the knowledge that he should have had of the Chinese coming in. That's what caused most of his trouble.
Then you did not encourage his political ambitions at any time, nor did you discourage him.
No, I didn't discourage him or I didn't encourage him because all these generals ought to know history as well as I do, and so I didn't try to educate him on that.
And you still feel that a general's capacity for administering a civilian economy such as ours is not necessarily the best?
No, for the simple reason that a general in command of a military force is a dictator. And the president of the United States or any other, the head of any other republic, can't afford to take the attitude of a dictator. He has to get people to agree with what he wants to do and then go ahead and do it. Most generals can't understand that.
But he did seem to express some of that in his administration of Japan.
He was a good administrator in Japan and did a very good job in restoring Japan. But his business was to be a military leader under the command of the president. He didn't keep in touch with the president as often as he should have, and it took a long time to find out exactly what the trouble was.